You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. We have breaking news on KSL. We are just learning that an employee of the Wasatch County Sheriff's Office was arrested yesterday for alleged sexual crimes with a minor. KSL News Radio's Claire Scott with details.
Investigators with the Utah Attorney General's office have arrested Mitchell McKee. The Wasatch County Sheriff's Office says that McKee was working as the office's administrative services director at the time of his arrest. The office says it was unaware of any allegations before that time. According to the Sheriff's Office, McKee has been suspended and will remain that way until the investigation concludes. Claire Scott, KSL News Radio.
Another wrong-way driver has died in an accident that could have been catastrophic. This time, the driver rammed a military bus on I-15 in Salt Lake City this morning. KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our team coverage.
Utah Highway Patrol says the first calls came in at 6:30 this morning. They say the wrong-way pickup truck ended up smashing headlong into a bus carrying 23 Utah State University ROTC cadets just south of the 6 North ramps. Utah Highway Patrol Lieutenant Chamberlain Neff says despite their best efforts, the truck driver died on scene.
It's tragic for everybody that's involved. Families obviously are impacted. The public, when they see these tragic scenes, are very, very much impacted. First responders.
All of the cadets are okay. The bus driver was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Investigators are still trying to figure out what led up to this crash in the first place. At the scene, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
UHP says there have been 7 wrong-way crashes this year, 5 of them fatal. A big accident at major choke points can snarl traffic for thousands and thousands of drivers. This morning, crashes happened at both the big ones, Point of the Mountain and the spot where Davis meets Salt Lake County. So what can be done?
Speaking with UDOT's John Gleason, the answer isn't so simple. Our unique geographical makeup, for example, limits their options.
Geography is always something you have to consider in terms of expanding or building new roads because you have water on one side and mountains on the other.
Gleason says even though it's hard not being frustrated when you're stuck in traffic, try and remember those involved in the accident are having a worse day.
These are lives that are unfortunately forever changed.
UDOT is currently conducting a study on possibly expanding I-15 from 400 South through Davis County. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
And starting tomorrow, police agencies all over the state will launch a click it or ticket campaign. If you're not wearing a seatbelt, additional officers will be out looking for you. 18 different agencies plus 120 officers working overtime will all be on the prowl looking for drivers and passengers riding without restraints. More people did use seatbelts in Utah last year, but still, 64 were killed in accidents where they weren't wearing restraints. The New York Attorney General is eyeing former President Trump's golf club as Monday's deadline approaches. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the former president must secure a $464 million bond by Monday, and it's not going well.
We know he went to over 30 different companies. They rebuffed his efforts.
If Mr. Trump can't find some kind of financial guarantee by Monday, the attorney general will begin the process of taking some of his properties, including his Westchester estate and golf club. Meantime, adult film actress Stormy Daniels is getting set to testify in former President Trump's upcoming criminal trial.
I relish the day that I get to face him and speak my truth.
Daniels appearing today on The View. A judge this week agreed to let Daniels testify about how and why she received the $130,000 payment for her silence. The Justice Department today filing an antitrust lawsuit against Apple. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the mega tech giant violated laws to eliminate competition in the smartphone market.
Consumers should not have to pay higher prices because companies break the law.
And a long-awaited recognition for a formerly secret group of World War II veterans. House Speaker Mike Johnson saying the Ghost Army deceived the Nazis about U.S. troops' strength during the war.
When our troops were near, this group made the enemy believe they were far away. And when we were small, they made the enemy believe we were much larger.
3 of the surviving members of the Ghost Army were at the Capitol to receive the Congressional Gold Medal. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Idaho police have caught an escaped inmate and the man who allegedly got him out of prison.
Escaped inmate Skylar Mead and his alleged accomplice Nicholas Umfenauer are now both under arrest. Caught after a chase southeast of Boise, Josh Tewalt, head of the Idaho Department of Corrections, says both men are members of the Area Knights white supremacist prison gang, and they had been in prison together.
They were in the same housing unit.
Investigators believe the two men may be connected to two murders while they were on the run. Alex Stone, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Meese.
We had a KSL traffic trooper give us a heads up of a vehicle fire, and fire crews are now on the scene. This is southbound I-15 near 2100 North Lehigh. They are now over to the right, but the fire is in the process of being doused. Some smoke in the area. Big backups on Mountain View Corridor. This is due to lanes blocked in a couple of different directions with medical trouble in traffic. Mountain View at Old Bingham Highway. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. KSL News Time, 5:05. It's KSL Bracket Update every 15 minutes. Here's Mark Jackson.
Jeff Boyd's bracket is no longer perfect, and this is the biggest story happening right now. Dayton, the Flyers, make an unbelievable comeback over Nevada, 63-60 final from Delta Center. Market Dayton Flyers are advancing, joining Michigan State, Duquesne, Creighton, Arizona, North Carolina, Illinois, and Oregon. Underway in Charlotte, North Carolina, Texas trails Colorado State 8-7. Utah State plays tomorrow from Indianapolis. Running Utes take on Iowa in the NIT on Sunday. The KSL Brackets Update, I'm Mark Jackson.
Follow NCAA tournament updates and all other sports updates at KSLSports.com. The program is the first of its kind. Today was the official grand opening at West High, where they're now offering an on-campus medical clinic. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson with details.
Data from the School-Based Health Alliance shows that students who can access care at school-based health centers were 21 times more likely to seek mental health services and less likely to report suicidal thoughts. This is one of the reasons West High partnered with the school district, Salt Lake Education Foundation, and the University of Utah Health to create this clinic for its students. The clinic also does preventative medicine. With parents' permission, kids can get things like sports physicals, so parents don't have to take time from work to go to appointments.
The clinic is going to be staffed by U of U Health primary care physicians and mental health care specialists. A third teenager has now been arrested in the murder of a Taylorsville 21-year-old. Alex Franco was shot dead and dumped in the West Desert on Sunday. His body found a couple days later. Police have yet to reveal a motive or names of the three teenage suspects. It's been a beautiful spring week, but you can expect a cold front rolling in this weekend. Mid-afternoon on Saturday, figure. That's when things change. Here's KSL Weather's Kevin Eubank.
Next week will be significantly different. Highs in the 40s, lows in the 30s, and every couple of days we're going to get a little storm that'll bring a chance for some rain and snow.
That storm will lead to valley rain, more mountain snow Saturday night into Sunday.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Jeff Kaplan from KSL News Radio. You want to receive the latest news, traffic, and weather all in one place? All you have to do is subscribe to the KSL text line. Text the word NEWS to 57500 and you'll get the latest news, traffic, and weather updates. Sometimes before we get them on the air. I'll catch you on the radio weekday afternoons on KSL News Radio.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky Meese, the latest.
Heavy delay southbound Mountain View Corridor. And this is because we have lanes blocked. Only one lane opens southbound. And I think westbound. I'm not quite sure about that, but it's due to a medical situation in traffic at Old Bingham Highway. Southbound delays continue on I-15 from South Salt Lake into Draper. Northbound I-15 jammed up from Murray to downtown. And we're seeing just a little bit of slowing now eastbound I-80 from after Bangor to the West Belt. Aubrey?
Have a vehicle fire. This is in Lehigh on southbound I-15. Two right lanes are closed there, so you are going to see those slowdowns as you're making your way into Lehigh from the point of the mountain. And once you get past that, you get back to freeway speeds for a minute, and then you're going to slow down again through Linden. And if you're going northbound between Orem and Pleasant Grove, that's going to be slow for you there as well. Michelle?
Delays northbound I-15 from downtown to the north interchange. Then you're seeing more slowing for between Antelope Drive, the Aerospace Museum, Highway 89, that's also slow both directions approaching I-84, and some slowdowns on the West Belt around I-80. For over 80 years, the Olson Greenhouse family has delivered the best flowers for your home and landscape. Add color and cheer this year with bedding and container plants from Olson's Greenhouse. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with temperatures in the low 60s at 5 o'clock. We'll stay there for 6 o'clock and then drop into the upper 50s by 7, mid-50s by 8 and 9. Partly cloudy skies overnight, and those clouds will continue into the day on Friday. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's a 10-mile-an-hour breeze and 63 in Salt Lake City. Sunset tonight at 7:41 KSL News Time. 5:12, women are more likely to die in car crashes than men. Maria Chaleos is here. Is this true?
It is true. 78% more likely. A federal report shows one reason for that is the use of crash test dummies that were designed with safety features. For 50 years, they've been designed solely with the male body in mind. Now, a GAO report says currently those dummies represent a very limited range of body sizes, do not reflect some physiological differences between men and women, and they don't have sensors to collect data on the lower legs. Well, accident victim Maria Kuhn agrees. She was on vacation with her family. Another driver took a sharp turn around a corner, crashed head onto their family's vehicle. Her dad and brother walked away uninjured. She was hospitalized with a ruptured small intestine, and she learned it was because that seatbelt was not designed for her body. Instead of hitting the bone like it did with the guys, the belt slid up, hit her in the stomach, and then burst her intestine. Now, NHTSA has agreed with the GAO's recommendation, is now working with Humanitex to develop a dummy that features the female anatomy, but so far they have not gotten a test dummy approved for women.
Thanks a lot, Maria. Mm-hmm. KSL News Time. 5:13, Governor Cox signed a law this week to do away with the unincorporated little islands of land scattered in Salt Lake County. The measure would create a solid incorporated block. What this means is unincorporated pockets of land like Granite and Sandy Hills will be annexed into adjacent cities by 2027. One of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report, remember when Elmo acted as a therapist for countless social media users a few months ago? Following that viral interaction, Sesame Workshop worked with the Huntsman Mental Health Institute to launch a new mental health awareness program. KSL News Radio's Emma Keddington has more.
The newly developed Love Your Mind campaign is all about helping people deal with big emotions.
We all have big feelings, and we are all here for one another.
On the Love Your Mind website, you can click on tabs leading to information about specific emotions and life challenges, like anger and family conflict. Each tab is equipped with an in-depth description and lists of coping mechanisms. Emma Keddington, KSL News Radio.
A pair of Canadian geese have decided to play house on the corner ledge of a building in Murray. Lucy and Gus have been coming around to the offices of Talent Management Group for a couple of years, but this year, Lucy started laying eggs.
I think it's funny how they've kind of used the spikes as their nest now. They've bent them, so it kind of goes around all the eggs.
Heidi Scott and her coworkers say the geese barely fit on the tiny ledge, so they don't know what's going to happen if all the eggs hatch. They're probably going to need to trade up to a place with more space. But, you know, mortgage rates what they are. Lucy and Gus might just have to make do like the rest of us. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A man is dead after Utah Highway Patrol says he was driving a pickup truck the wrong way on I-15 before smashing into a military transport bus in Salt Lake City. At the scene, I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, an employee of the Wasatch County Sheriff's Office was arrested yesterday for alleged sexual crimes with a minor. Mitchell McKee's been suspended from his position as the investigation continues. It's the KSL Bracket Update every 15 minutes. Here's Mark Jackson.
Well, following teams are still alive. First round action today. Dayton after an unbelievable comeback over Nevada. That happened across the street at Delta Center, 63-60. The final, Dayton advances, joining Michigan State, Duquesne, Creighton, Arizona, North Carolina, Illinois, and Oregon. Charlotte, North Carolina, Texas right now is just taking the lead over Colorado State, 14-8. Utah State plays tomorrow versus TCU. And Blue Bloods, Kentucky Wildcats tipping off versus Oakland in Pittsburgh at 5:24. With your KSL Brackets Update, I'm Mark Jackson.
And it's a zoo in front of the Delta Center. Everybody's standing outside. Hundreds of people waiting to get in for the next game. Follow NCAA tournament updates and all the other sports at KSLSports.com. 63 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The search is over for a pair of prison escapees in Idaho. One of them, a white supremacist gang member.
Boise Police Chief Ron Weiniger making the announcement.
Skylar Mead and Nicholas Umfenauer are in custody.
The capture happening southeast of Boise near Twin Falls, Idaho. Both men under arrest.
There was a short vehicle pursuit, and both suspects were taken into custody separately.
Investigators are revealing the two men may be connected to two murders while they were out on the run. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Donald Trump is facing a deadline of just days from now to come up with the bond to appeal his nearly $500 million New York civil fraud judgment. The state's attorney general may be ready to seize the former president's golf club and private estate in Westchester County if he can't.
She could take some of the revenue from the golf course that it generates and steer it towards state coffers to help pay off the judgment should Trump lose his appeal. And these are steps that she's going to be doing as soon as Monday if Trump fails to secure the bond.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. An Alabama woman who lied about being kidnapped was ordered to pay nearly $18,000 in restitution and was sentenced to probation. Carly Russell told authorities she'd been abducted after going missing for 2 days and then admitted she made the whole thing up. The Justice Department's filed an antitrust lawsuit against Apple. It alleges the company uses its monopoly on smartphones, deliberately slowing or limiting functionality on third-party features. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
As set out in our complaint, Apple has maintained its power, not because of its superiority, because of its unlawful exclusionary behavior.
Apple says it will fight the lawsuit. Stocks continue to push into record territory. The Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P all closed at all-time highs. You're listening to ABC News.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you know you can get the three things you need to know delivered right to you? Just go to KSLNewsRadio.com, click on menu, and then newsletter.
Or go to the KSL News Radio app, and you click on menu, and then it's email alerts.
This is even easier. Just text the word inbox to 57500.
Get the top national and local stories with the three things you need to know newsletter.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind. Until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now the in-depth on KSL. Baskin-Robbins is getting fined by the Department of Labor for overworking their teenage employees. Joining us live with details on the story, KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has been working on this today. So what's this case all about?
So this is
14 and 15 year olds. So there's a lot of teenage employees here in Utah, right? But for 14 and 15 year olds, the rules are a lot more strict. Like after school, they can only work 3 hours max, and they have to be done by 7 o'clock. And the Department of Labor says that 64 kids at Baskin-Robbins across the state actually worked later than that, and they worked too many hours in the week, that it's just, they're just too young, and those rules are really strict for those younger kids.
I mean, these kids aren't saying we've been oppressed, we're being forced to work. It's nothing like that. It's that the law is the law, and Baskin-Robbins has apparently been flouting it, yes?
Yes, and this is just the latest. This is one company. There was another ice cream company, Coldstone Creamery, that did the same thing. And I actually asked the department a little bit earlier, you know, why does this keep happening in Utah? His answer was just, there's a lot of kids working in Utah. And sometimes these companies just aren't up on all of the regulations when they hire these younger kids, because it is different also between the summer and the school years, the school days. You know, those rules change. During the summers, they can work up to 40 hours a week, and they can work till 9 o'clock at night. So it can be a bit confusing, for
and,
sure.
You know, absolutely. Kids will work for less money. They're inexperienced, and there are razor-thin margins in the ice cream business. I'm looking at a Baskin-Robbins opening in Utah. Compensation is $10 to $12 an hour. So there's the latest case, Baskin-Robbins getting fined by the Department of Labor for overworking their teenage employees. Thanks. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Time 520. Now, traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
Two right lanes blocked with fire crews still on the scene as they continue to work this Lehigh vehicle fire. Southbound I-15 near 2100 North. Heavy delays. Stop and go speeds. Now passing SR-92 Temp Highway at that junction. Our other hot spot is Mountain View Corridor. We've had a medical situation in traffic, and it is blocking inside lanes in a couple of different directions. Southbound Mountain View at Old Bingham Highway. Heavy delays continue on southbound I-15 from about the I-80-201 junction to 114th South. Aubrey?
The rest of I-15 in Utah County still seeing a little bit of slowing if you're going northbound between Orem and heading into Pleasant Grove, and a little stretch of slowing in Linden southbound as well. We do have an earlier crash in Payson on southbound I-15 there. It's over to the right-hand shoulder. Shouldn't be causing any delays, but just watch out if you go through that area. Westbound on Pioneer Crossing, that's still looking really slow, as is 2100 North in Lehigh. Michelle.
Slow and go, stop and go traffic. This is northbound I-15 from 4500 south up to the north interchange. Then you're seeing more delays from Antelope Drive to the Hill Air Force Base Museum. Also looking at slowdowns, this is pretty sizable. If you're on Highway 89, both directions approaching I-84, you're going to be really slow through that area as well. Get your money working at America First Credit Union with amazing rates on certificates up to 5.5% APY for a limited time. Visit AmericaFirst.com today to learn more. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast starts off with temperatures in the 60s, but it's not going to end that way. We'll have 67 degrees, partly cloudy skies on Friday before a storm arrives on Saturday. That'll bring developing valley rain and mountain snow. Temperatures will go from the mid-60s down into the 40s and 50s as we head through Sunday and Monday. Lows dip down into the 30s. We'll see the storminess taper off Sunday afternoon and evening. A bit of a break Monday, but another chance of storms on Tuesday and yet another chance on Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
63 degrees, your 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. We'll check the markets in just a moment.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
I hopped up the plane at LAX with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away. Yeah. It's a party in the USA.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.